When I woke up yesterday morning, my intention was to put together some kind of a homily for this weekend, maybe possibly explaining like the history, the significance, or other boring stuff about this phrase, the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is at hand, which we hear in today's gospel. But after praying a little bit, it seemed that God had other plans, or so I'd like to think. I started to think of St. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians when he says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. I started to think of the 21 Egyptian Christians who were brutally beheaded on the shores of Libya last week, to which Pope Francis said very strongly, they were killed for the simple reason that they were Christians. I started to think of the Hellman family, parishioners here at the cathedral. I started to think of Russ and his sixth grade daughter, Hannah, and Kendall, his first grade son, as they mourn the loss of their mother and wife, Melissa, who passed away from cancer this last Thursday morning at the age of 41. For you that are regulars at the 8:30, their greeters right over here. I can remember countless times coming down for Mass about 8:25, and there they stand. And for many months, I didn't even know that Melissa was sick. She suffered so well, but she lost that battle on Thursday. So I started to think of them. And I started to think of the sufferings, the anxieties, the burdens that so many of us have. And I started to think this. Lord, what do you want us to do? Like, what is it, especially during the season of Lent, that you want us to do with things like loss, with things like weakness, with things like emptiness and frustration? What do you want us to do with that? Because for many of us, it seems very real in these days. In the answer that I sensed, and I trust it was from the Lord, was very simple. It was an invitation. An invitation to get back to the basics. That's my phrase, not Jesus's. He has a different phrase for it in getting back to the basics. And he says it in today's gospel. Two words. Repent, believe. That we repent and that we believe. And it seemed to me that for the next 40 days of Lent, that's what the Lord wants me to focus on, and I invite you to do as well. That we repent and believe. What does that mean? Let's look at both those real quick. First off, we probably heard it a billion times at Mass, that word repentance that we're given literally means it's a change of mind, or another way of looking at it is a turning again to the Lord, a turning away from wherever we're going and turning back to Him, that we turn to Him. Now, we know if we looked at the prophets in the Old Testament, people like Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Daniel, that one of their chief messages, everyone, was of repentance. Repent, repent, repent. They said it again and again. And if you were to ask them why, if we could have Isaiah here right now and say, Isaiah, why should we repent? Here's what he would say. So you're not punished. The reason we repent is so that we're not punished. The prophets, everyone, served their time. But Jesus came to fulfill what the prophets did, and he said, the reason you should repent is not simply to avoid punishment, but the reason we repent is because the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? It means this, that God is with us, that he's in our midst, that he does not abandon his children, that he keeps his promises, that God is with us. That is the good news. And in being with us, he conquered sin, he conquered death, he conquered slavery, and he brought the ability to have fullness of life in this life and in the world to come, and he did it through his cross. When he gave up his life for you and for me and rose again 3 days, and in doing so conquered sin, conquered death, conquered slavery, that, everyone, is the good news. And so when we turn, everyone, we don't simply turn back to nothingness. We don't turn to some kind of void. We turn to a person. We turn to God. What a marvelous gift that is, to be able to turn to someone. And the second thing we do during Lent, based on today's gospel, is that we simply believe, that we trust in the promises that God has given to us. Promises like this through the Apostle Paul when he says, all works for the good for those who love God. That if we love God, all works for our good. That's a promise he gives to us. Our job is to believe it. So that when he says in the Gospel of John 14, I have prepared a dwelling place for you, that's a promise he has given to us. Our job is simply to believe it. When he tells his apostles in Matthew 28, behold, I am with you always, even till the end of the ages, that is a promise he has given to us. Our job is simply to believe it. And so no matter where we're at with that right now, in terms of repentance, returning to the Lord, and believing, let me offer this. Wherever we get insecure, wherever we want to flinch, when it feels like the Lord is reaching out to touch us, that is the spot that the Lord says, I want to do something for you. And so I invite you in that spot to return to me, to turn to me, and to believe in my promises. That's what the Hellman family is doing in these days. That's what the families of the 21 people who lost their loved one to the sword last week are doing. They're turning again to the Lord and believing in his promises. Our job this Lent is to do the very same thing.